This week, Vinny won the bet. What? Also, Eli's back. Eli got his job back. Gambling is close to being legalized. Sports gambling is close to being... Everything came up Vinny this week. How is that possible? Also this week, we're joined by returning guest Justin Tyler. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk some prop bets. We're going to talk a little college basketball. I say it every week. Let's see if we do it this week. And we're going to do a little bit of political chat all this week on If I Was a Betting Man. So, Vinny.
Hey, buddy.
You won.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Ah, beautiful.
Let's see.
Oh, you're going to do it so quick?
Yeah, let's get it out of the way.
Ooh, it hurts to come out of his pocket so much.
Yeah.
So
give me that money.
Oh.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on it.
Wow, what a glow coming off this man. You can feel like the wrinkles just smoothing out.
How many weeks?
I won, I think, 9 weeks in a row.
9 weeks plus the 1 week where we did three bets. So.
Right.
I'm going to go on the biggest streak ever. This is it.
This is the beginning?
This is the beginning.
Oh, boy.
This is the beginning.
I don't know.
I feel good about it.
I don't feel great about that.
Oh, God. What a terrible pick by you.
Honestly, I broke my own rule. I bet on the Lions.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
I don't know.
It was a huge mistake.
See, and finally I decided to bet against the Lions.
Right. Started listening to me, and I fell into some sort of mush cooler mode.
I guess I Jedi mind tricked you.
I don't know. I think I just made a bad decision.
Oh, Jedis. You mean from like Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. We're not talking about Star Wars this week.
We're not?
Some of my favorite characters.
We're not talking about
some of my favorite characters.
I got enough shit last week for that.
Well, from what?
You know what? You know what?
What do you, I just, can you let me in? I wasn't here last week.
Right.
What is it about? Was it
something about Vader?
Oh, Vader.
Yeah.
Oh, which
Vader?
He was his father?
Which Vader was it?
Darth Vader.
Excuse me?
Darth Vader. That's it.
Dude, when you say it faster, it doesn't make your case better.
I won this week. Make fun of me all you want. I'm happy.
All right. Congratulations, Vinny.
Thank you. You could use that money to buy an H in Darth Vader.
Ooh. I mean, they're cheaper than vowels.
They are cheaper than vowels.
They're pretty much free. You could just say it. You could just say the H. But you know what? We don't need to belabor that point again, because we're going to get into that later when I read some emails.
Oh, God.
Anyway, welcome back to the podcast, Justin. Justin of Comic Book Club, the podcast.
Welcome back, Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you back.
And especially like we're at your apartment.
Right, we're at the Betting Man Loft again this week. The studio was unavailable for us, so we've set up with the help of intrepid producer, Mr. Josh Archer. Look at this setup. It's glorious.
Nice new TV, too.
I got a brand new TV. I got all my reference materials here. In case I need to reference,
When
no surround sound, but how do you get a new TV and no surround sound?
I don't need surround sound. I don't need to be surrounded by sound.
I think you do.
I can just watch the game, and I don't need to hear like the cheering or like Jay Billis talk.
I think
with
you
a
do.
Little bit more. No.
You don't like to put on a good movie with surround sound?
I like to put on a good movie, and I don't necessarily need the surround sound.
Ah,
just like one from One Direction. You want to hear what's coming on.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. Sometimes I'll put on the band One Direction. And I just.
Yeah, that's great to have.
One Direction. Who is in One Direction? Do I know?
Yeah, you know. I think you know, like.
Is that Nick Lachey?
No, definitely not.
No?
Do you know anybody named Harry Styles?
I do not.
Oh.
Pretty cool name, though.
Okay, I like that name.
Let me speak in more your language. Styles from Teen Wolf?
Oh, now we're talking.
Ooh, Styles for Teen Wolf. Yes.
These waves are mine.
It's like that, but way younger.
Styles was, he was an originator, man. I mean, he was amazing. How great is Teen Wolf as a movie?
It's pretty good. I don't know if you've watched it lately.
I mean,
the one scene where his dad wolfs out when he's like in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That scene's great.
That's good.
It's very odd.
Teen Wolf is terrible.
And he's just like a schlubby old werewolf.
He is.
He's just like, what does he do? He works at a hardware store?
Yeah, he's a pretty casual werewolf.
Yeah.
Well, but also, Michael J. Fox doesn't use his werewolf powers, right? He just is like sort of.
What are you talking about it? He uses it for the greatest possible reason.
To play basketball, yeah.
And to hook up with that cheerleader.
And those guys.
It becomes like Harry Flubber at that point.
Those guys on that basketball team are a bunch of assholes, too.
I mean, honestly, Harry Flubber is a really good analysis of that movie. I think that's spot on.
Oh, we went to high school with Harry Flubber.
Yeah.
Harry Flubber, is that the fat guy? Who's the real fat guy on the basketball team? That could never have been on the basketball team.
May have gone over your head. Yeah. I mean, that guy had a long career as a character actor.
He did.
Also, he was
in Pee Wee's.
He was.
Yes.
Big Adventure. He was also in A League of Their Own.
Remember? Oh, at the end, he
played Stillwell Angel
at
the end.
Very good.
Wow. This is. Man, if I was a trivia man.
Yep. Anyway, so, Vinny, you got your wish. Eli is back in the starting position.
McAdoo. McAdoo's that greasy gone, fuck is gone.
And Reese is gone.
Cowboys, I feel bad for Jerry, but he needed to go.
Do you?
Yeah.
His drafting was garbage.
He won us two Super Bowls, but he needed to go.
Do you think this is a conspiracy to break Eli's streak? All an elaborate game to just break him out of
just that one game? Hiring McAdoo.
I don't think it was a conspiracy.
The 2-10 season so far.
I mean, I definitely think this is what shows that the Giants are a better organization than any organization, is that they realized, wow, we really fucked up, and then they rectified it. The Jets would have made that go on for another fucking 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And now they'll make some money. Eli, this Sunday's going
to
be great.
And make the and get to the Super Bowl.
No, they definitely can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hope.
Anyway, this weekend it's Giants Cowboys.
Yes.
And the Cowboys are favored by 4.
You know what happened last time I said the Giants would beat the Cowboys, right? Week 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gross. But this week, Eli's back. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He's got a lot to prove.
He does. Spagnuolo's going to have that team going. The Giants have already said they're not going to come out and tank.
Everybody likes Spagnuolo.
The Cowboys aren't that great.
No.
Without Zeke?
No, they're bad.
What's the line? +4?
Yeah.
I think the Giants could pull that out. I really do.
The Cowboys are -4. Yeah. So I think that the Cowboys, I mean, I think the Cowboys are pretty bad without Zeke. But the Giants,
the and that no matter what, those two teams usually split the season series.
Yeah, but I don't think that factors into a team when that doesn't factor into a year where the Giants are 2-10.
Yeah, but Sunday's going to be special. Eli going to be.
It's going to be special.
It's going to be special.
I don't think it's going to be.
It's going to be a magic day.
It's going to be magic.
I don't think it's going to be special.
Oh, stop.
That's what
stop.
Vegas says.
I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. I just hope that it's not Eli trying to do too much and throwing a couple of picks. And
I don't think so.
Cowboys win by a touchdown.
Really?
That's your call?
Mm-hmm. Nah. I think the Giants.
Alfred Morris had a big week last week.
I got to be honest with you.
Continue to have a big week.
What I honestly think will happen is the Giants will come out strong and cover. I don't know if they'll win, but they'll come out strong. I think first quarter.
Do you think that's
quarter.
A coaching strategy?
No, definitely not.
Is that an old McAdoo strategy? To like, hey guys,
let's I just think the
guys have spread 6, so I gotta keep myself in hair gel.
Who should we have kick the human or the mule we've brought up from Mexico that we think there's no rule saying we can have a mule kick a football.
We could do it. Will McAdoo ever get another coaching job?
I think he'll probably show up as like a quarterback coach in another year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a ton of positions to fill, and he was even Eli backed him when he was the quarterback's coach, right? To get the promotion to
100%
offensive coordinator, and then Eli backed him again for the promotion to head coach.
Yes.
I don't think that he is. I mean, I can't picture a world maybe like 20 years from now he'll get another head coach job, but
like
to
Jim
have his
Fossil.
20 years
to have his to have his play calling taken away from him in the play calling responsibilities in the middle of the season,
to be an offensive guru and your team never scored more than 30 points. Giants haven't scored 30 points in 28 games. Only the Browns are higher, are 32.
I mean, that's a sad story.
That is,
yeah.
But I don't know. I would like to see Eli come back and just throttle the Cowboys, just like
you would like that, right?
Throw like 4 touchdowns. But I would also like to see Eli get released and go somewhere else this season.
It's not going to happen this season.
I would like to see it. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
No way.
But and also, I'm not sure if the results would necessarily be there. But I'll tell you where there won't be results, and that's in Jacksonville with Blake Bortles as a starting quarterback.
You keep on saying that, but the Jaguars keep winning.
Yeah, they're not going.
And you guys have been bad.
No, he really hasn't.
He has been bad. He was bad last week. He's had good weeks, but he's also terrible. He's also he has delivered some wins. What he mostly does as the quarterback for the Jaguars is allow them to allow the defense to win week in and week out. He's there's that one week he threw four touchdowns. That was, you know, he had a, I think it was the highest passer rating in the league that week. But
and the other week where he had 85 yards
and he caught and two picks and a fumble. The numbers were absolutely terrible. Below his QB rating is below 20. So you got to get him out. I don't
but
think
you're not going to get him out this year.
I don't think you can.
When's the last time?
What's the point of, I mean, what's the point of going to the playoffs when there's no way you can win the Super Bowl? Do you think that Jacksonville, you think the coaching staff thinks that they can win the Super Bowl with Blake Bortles?
No, but I think sometimes you go into a year and you understand Coughlin just came in last year, new coach. I think they're playing with house money right now.
Yeah, but didn't he even say, like, I don't want him to throw the football once? about Bortles? No, for real. He was like, I want him to never throw the football.
Well, they don't have that luxury.
No, they do not.
I mean, they do have the best defense, but there's no way that they can go the entire playoff run up. You know what I mean? They're going to get down, and as soon as they're down in points, you got to throw the football.
But let's be honest. You couldn't bring Eli into a situation like that and start him. He doesn't know the offense. It's week, what, 14?
The thing is, I read somewhere, somebody saying that the thing that they don't like that they can't have in Jacksonville is a guy like Eli who throws interceptions and fumbles the ball. And he does consistently do those things.
But that's what Blake does, too, as well.
That's the thing. Maybe that's the argument. The Blake throws interceptions all the time. He'll if Eli is in a good position and the offensive line is decent, if he's got time, he's going to make plays. He might turn the ball over too, but I think the positive plays outweigh the negative plays.
Okay. Don't you think Eli should just start doing commercials?
For like a dealership?
Yeah, like local commercial. No, like take over. Peyton's doing
Nobody
Nationwide.
Beats the Wiz.
I don't think that exists anymore.
A company that's been out of business for over 10 years.
Joe Namath and Phil Simms used to make a lot of money off that one.
That would sort of actually work for Eli if he started making commercials for a company that doesn't exist.
Oh, that does make sense.
Hey, what about Taylor being the Jacksonville new quarterback next year? I mean,
next year. That's the bad
choice.
He
doesn't turn the ball over. He's an decent quarterback. The Jaguars need someone who just could basically hold the ball. And
that's more of a parallel move than a vertical move, though.
Okay.
I don't think you also can win the Super Bowl with Tyrod Taylor.
I mean, that's what everybody said about Eli.
So we're going to interrupt this how we normally do.
Yeah, what's up?
I can't hear your mic.
You can't
hear?
Okay.
So I need you guys to sit closer to each other.
I'm a little afraid. I feel like the last time we did a podcast here, the next week I got fucking slaughtered. I'm almost
you
positive.
You think this room is bad luck?
I think this room is bad luck.
What was the other 8 weeks?
I haven't gotten slaughtered the other 8 weeks. You know, just a couple of little losses.
It was like residual slaughter.
Residual slaughter. I like it.
Josh, in addition to your mic work, if you do have some breath mints, maybe throw one Justin's way.
When are we all three of us going to be on this mic? Is that in like 5-10 minutes or soon? Pretty soon. All right, I just need you guys in the bathroom, no pants, with same mic. Keep talking.
Okay, let's talk about, real quick, just to stay with football, and then we'll get on to some interesting prop bets as we continue to stack dictionaries and move cameras around. Okay, in the AFC West, three, what are you pointing at?
I'm helping out because we're so close.
In the AFC West, three teams are 6-6. All right. Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
Yes.
Who do you like? Are the
Chargers.
Chiefs, are the Chiefs going to continue to collapse completely?
I would assume so. They were up 14-0.
What is the reason for this collapse?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
What went wrong? Obviously, they've got some injuries.
The secondary, obviously, is terrible. Darrell Revis can't play anymore, obviously.
I don't know what they were thinking getting Darrell Revis.
But that
what is their offense is what's killing them, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, but their offense played great against the Jets.
Yeah.
Against the Jets? What did Alex Smith have? Three touchdowns of more than 50 yards?
Yeah.
But they have no. I feel like they just are predictable, though, in their. They have lost their running game.
Yes. People have figured out Hunt. They definitely have. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, Andy Reid has pulled some Andy Reid games out this year, like really bad. Terrible. They lost three straight games to the New York team.
Well, I don't know why they're coaching Kareem Hunt to just run 3 feet and then lay down. Is that, I don't know, is that a strategy? It's like possuming or something.
Are they coaching him to lay down?
I you see
think
something.
They work on that in practice?
Yeah. Lay down, lay down.
They said, okay, Kareem, we've laid a pillow on the 15-yard line. Catch this pass at the 12.
Find the pillow. Land your head on the pillow.
We talked about it, but wasn't it strange that they came out this they came out this week and they said that Alex Smith would start the rest of the year?
Keep going wrong. I'm not even sure why that stand has wheels.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a camera on a skateboard.
I mean, it would be great if we needed like motion in the shot.
Why is my camera on the back of a turtle? There's no way that's going to stay still. That turtle's slowly crawling away. I think the Chiefs are going to turn around a little bit, but I think the Chargers are just going to ride it out and end up winning.
So the Raiders are done?
Yes.
They're out of ideas.
I'll tell you what. I said this last year, and I was ridiculed.
Let's hear it.
When they got rid of Latavius Murray. He was a consistent, solid running back for them, especially in the 100%. Second half last year.
He had a lot of good games.
And they got rid of him and replaced him with a retired, semi-washed-up running back. And to me, that didn't make any sense. It's not like they were going to have to pay him a fortune.
No.
And they could have asked him to restructure. You know, it just...
But he's been running well for them. He hasn't played poorly.
Marshawn, the last couple games?
He had a really good game last week, but he's had some really tough ones.
Yeah,
I have him in fantasy. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. He's not a good, you know, the beast mode short yard running back that he used to be. He's not that anymore.
No.
And those, you know, if he gets into the open field, he can still run, but he can't outrun everybody like he used to be able to.
No, not at all.
You know, that power, that tandem of having power and speed that set him apart in the NFL, he doesn't have both on the level that he used to
have. What do you think happened?
I think he discovered...
Well, I think he can't stay out 2 years and think you're going to come back and be the best football player.
No, because you're doing other stuff.
Yes.
That's cool.
Right, like cheeseburgers.
Andy Reid, Chiefs don't make the playoffs. Is his job in jeopardy?
Actually, Vegas weighs in on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Vegas believes... A little bit of dead air so Justin can burp. Well, Andy Reid...
I didn't want to. I was vamping.
Well, please vamp without belching going forward. Will Andy Reid be the head coach of the Chiefs week one of the 2018 regular season? Yes. A $500 bet pays $100.
Okay.
So Vegas thinks no. A $100 bet pays $300. So Vegas clearly thinks he's going to be back. I think he has to have, because he started first. I mean, they beat the Patriots this year.
Yeah.
He started off really strong.
Really strong.
And then has regressed.
I mean, again, that defense has had a lot of injuries.
Didn't they win five in a row? Was that this year?
They were 5-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were 5-0.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I wonder what we could have got the Chargers at to win that division when they were 0-4.
I'm sure it would have been a nice payday.
That would have been a nice payday.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's a lot of good, if you want to just go through, there's a couple of Eli specials this week.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Total completions this week?
25.
If he has over 20.5, $120 bet, it's actually the same. $120 bet pays $100.
Okay.
For over or under.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
What does that mean?
That means if you bet $120 on both...
You're going to lose.
So what are they saying? They're like, well, he's probably going to do all right.
Usually player props, they make minus 120 for some reason on both sides. I don't know why.
Is that meant to drop more people in?
No, definitely because it should be minus 110.
Right.
It's basically to say just stay away. Those are dumb picks.
Got it. Oh, cool.
Total passing yards, week 14. Actually, it's the same thing. Total interceptions, over a half, over 0.5, $175 bet pays $100. Under, Vegas thinks he's not going to throw any picks. $100 bet pays $135, which is interesting. If he throws no picks,
Eli's definitely going to throw a pick.
Yeah. I think he's going to try to do too much, personally.
He wants to be a hero.
Yeah. Total touchdowns
over two,
over 1.5,
I would take that.
They're playing it real cool. This one is interesting because Nathan Peterman, we don't know if he's going to get the start yet or not.
No. How do you feel about that? Excited?
About Peterman?
Yeah.
I mean, when he was in, he did all right.
Did he?
Most recent time. He didn't. I mean, the game was already lost. He didn't blow it.
He's good for the second half of the fourth quarter.
How many interceptions did he have the last game he started?
Five.
Last game he started, he had a total of, let me check this, check my calculations. One, two, three, four, and then five. Five. Yeah. It was a total of five, which is, I mean, it's not exactly, it's not like the best, but as long as you, if you you also get five interceptions on the other side, then it's fine.
I'll tell you what, if he has five this week, if you bet $100 on five or more interceptions this week, it pays $5,000. Vegas thinks he's going to get, he's going to have two interceptions this week. $100 bet pays $160. $300 bet pays $600.
How much can you get for him to throw two touchdowns?
That is not a bet.
It's not a bet. Willing to enter. Vegas, they're not.
No. Well, and Tyrod's not 100% out yet.
No.
No, he's day to day still.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think Peterman is going to start to improve. I feel like, I mean, it's easy for us to, as watching the game, to be like, man, that guy sucks. But, like, they're clearly pushing him. That he's someone who they believe in practice. Like, he must have the ability to not suck.
While you're talking, can you just, like...
Yeah, just lay down.
You guys look really cute on the live feed. It looks really nice.
That's what we were going for.
Yeah.
It is a sports gambling podcast. Cute was one of the goals. I'm glad, Josh, you're having a good laugh over
there. Well, like if a couple of the Stranger Things kids grew up. And I said if, because we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if they're going to make it through. All right, let's switch gears a little bit. This bet I just saw today, and I thought it was interesting because it's the first one of its kind I've seen in several months. And I would say that this is a result of the recent news on Trump, on the Mueller investigation, the things that have been revealed.
It's looking good for him.
But Vegas now believes, so $100 bet, so the bet is to last the full first term.
4 years, 2020.
Right. $190 bet pays $100 that he will not last the first term.
Wow.
$100 bet pays $160 that he will last the first term.
So they're saying that they're betting he won't.
They're saying right now, and you can only bet this on betonline.com through Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I guess.
What do they know? Vegas knows.
Yeah, what does Vegas know about Trump?
No, they're going to pull the trigger on him. Vegas is taking Trump down.
You think so?
Vegas is taking
Trump
down.
When you were here last time, do we remember what the odds were?
That he was going to not make the first term? I don't think they had those odds
but,
at that point.
No, didn't. I thought maybe they did, but it wasn't as bad as this, I don't think.
This is the him not making it being more likely. Vegas thinks it's more likely that he doesn't make it through the first term. This is the first time I've seen this, and I check this every week.
I mean, that is pretty crazy, because I imagine, like, what was that back during Obama? Like, during any other president?
They didn't even have that line.
Yeah, that wasn't a real thing.
Definitely not.
So that's crazy. That's a crazy idea.
Maybe during
idea.
Clinton.
Can we still get Trump on if he would be president in 2020, if he could win? Are there odds on that?
You
want to
get Trump on the podcast?
Oh, I would love that. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
He's still the front runner.
How is that possible?
At plus 125.
I mean, he could be impeached and then run again.
Well,
that, I mean, you laugh. That's something he would do.
Yeah, I can
see
him running.
You're absolutely right.
But winning after he just was thrown out of office?
I don't know, man. It's pretty weird.
Bunch of snowflakes.
It really is. Did you see Leonard Lope got put on leave today from NPR?
Oh, I did not.
Oh,
man.
No. For what? What did he do?
Sexual harassment. And also the bane of my Saturday and Sunday afternoons the entire time I've lived in New York, Jonathan Schwartz.
No.
Yep.
That dude is very chill.
Schwartz.
Yeah, the jazz guy. On
oh,
NBA.
Shit, no way.
He's Jonathan Schwartz.
Yeah, he's like, Frank Sinatra, composer of this.
You got to get a little smokier. Tony Bennett
walking in a field of roses. Anyway, I'm in a bathrobe. It's wide open. And this mic's not live, right? Mic live. Jonathan Schwartz signing off.
So now we're going to switch gears again.
Oh, let's do it.
Because the political bets have dropped off the spectrum this week, because outside of that one, it seems like Vegas has no idea what is
tumult.
Going on.
We are in a tumultuous time.
The presidential one, that, remember, it had The Rock being likely.
Yes.
That is all gone.
All gone?
And now the Democratic, they do list, like, you know, the 20th most likely person is like Kanye. But like the first four people all ran last time.
Okay.
So, and they're all, so it's, first it goes Trump, Pence, and then Elizabeth
Warren,
and then
Joe Biden,
and then Bernie Sanders, and then it gets a little crazier, and
people are too young. Let's get some real.
Ted Cruz rounds out the pack of those, which, I mean, it's basically just a bunch of people who have all, they're not running. That being said, this is all, I mean, it's all in turmoil right now as far as Vegas is concerned, and that is a good indication of where we stand politically as a country.
Even Vegas isn't willing to take a gamble on exactly. Our politics.
Right, Vegas now doesn't gamble.
Oh, cool.
They just take our hard-earned money. So anyway, switching gears again, I thought that it would be interesting to talk about something that Vinny's very passionate about.
Very passionate about.
Let's get the real hardcore gamblers in on this.
And that is the royal wedding. Prince Harry is going to marry...
Who's that girl from Suits?
Meghan Markle of the TV show Suits, which I believe airs on the USA Network.
Characters welcome.
USA or TBS?
USA.
USA, okay.
Are you a big Suits fan?
Nah, first 2 years, and then I cut off.
You did watch the first 2 years?
Yes.
More of a Burn Notice guy.
Yeah. I like the Burn Notice.
Cool.
What about Pacific Blue?
I don't have USA anymore, but when I used to have USA, I would watch Monday Night Raw, and then, you know, put a little Suits on.
Get a little Suits.
Just get a little Suits.
Right into Suits after you're down from...
Just going from Raw right into Suits.
Is it like a... It's like a drama? It's like a comedy drama? About,
it's a...
I don't think it's a comedy.
It's a... You,
takes place in a tailor's shop?
Tailor's shop?
Where does it take place?
I don't...
What goes on? Is it lawyers?
Isn't Suits the one where the guy... He didn't go to law school, and then he becomes a lawyer, right? That's the one, right?
I honestly have no idea, but how did he become a lawyer if he didn't go to law school? Yeah.
He's just a genius. He's like Will Hunting.
Yes, true. A lot of people might have said like Stephen Hawking.
Doogie Howser?
Or someone like that.
No, because...
Oh, Doogie Howser? That's a better reference.
Will Hunting's better than Doogie Howser.
Smartest people I know, Will Hunting and Doogie Howser. Yeah. God, I wish they were real. We wouldn't be in this mess if those guys were running.
Will Hunting told us about the NSA years ago. Years ago.
That's true.
Anyway, speaking of Suits.
Okay.
Because the prince's fiance was on the TV show Suits, there's odds on if cast members of Suits are going to be invited to the wedding.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, so leading is Harvey, played by Gabrielle Macht.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$100. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Patrick Adams is leading. That's Mike. And a $5,000 bet pays $100.
Wouldn't they all go?
I don't know.
Clearly, Vegas knows a lot about some of the onset drama on this show.
Really? Like, imagine if you were Rick Hoffman, who played Lewis on the show, and you saw that your odds were 1,800 when you're like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to get invited to my friend's wedding. And then Vegas is like, nope.
Do you ever, like, for like your personal life, do you ever check Vegas and see if like a bet pops up about you? Like, hey, should I go to the BC? Am I going to go to B61 tonight, the local bar?
Well,
and it's
sometimes,
like, negative a million.
There's definitely been some bets.
Sometimes, if I have like some iffy sushi, I'll be like,
ooh, I like that.
Be very ill. Let
what me check were, the, let what would be the home. Odds of me coming to your wedding? I mean, I feel like we're best friends now.
You're really making a case. Oh, Vegas is covering this. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, right here. Ooh.
Oh, man, that's too bad. That's fine. It's cool.
Plus 4,000.
Plus 4,000? I'll take plus 4,000.
You might want to put $100 on it. We'll split it.
We'll split it?
Wow, that's... Never bet against yourself. Never tell me the odds.
Where will Prince Harry have his bachelor party?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, the man who has everything.
Let's see. He's going to go...
Hitler's bunker. No, probably not. I guess he's already had that Nazi thing.
Did he have a Nazi thing?
Yeah, he dressed like a Nazi once and got in some big trouble.
Yeah. Mm. Fiji?
Not listed.
Ibiza?
Ibiza?
Also, Ibiza. I want to be a dentist.
Very topical.
Also not listed.
Herbie wants to be a dentist.
Elves make toys. No, actually, it's very odd. Chelsea in London.
Uh-huh. Wait, they're saying that all he's going to do is go out locally?
I'm not sure. I mean, that kind of means that he doesn't have a bachelor party.
Well, but here's
right?
the thing. No. Is bachelor party, which I think is it called a stag party in England? Is that as much of a thing there? Maybe. I feel like stag party and all that, like in America, it's a thing where it's like all your friends go to the craziest place and everyone. But I feel like maybe over there it's more like, let's go out for one.
Do you think there'll be a donkey like there was in Tom Hanks's bachelor party?
Oh, nice.
Guarantee it. Yeah. If it's anything like Justin's bachelor party.
Yeah. It's like we had a mule that kicked field goals.
Amongst other things. And then it's Kensington Palace, and then it's got more traditional bachelor party.
Okay, let's hear it.
Vegas.
What's Vegas at?
Plus 1,000.
Okay. Do you think Vegas is like, oh, I hope he comes here when they made this bet?
Yeah.
Edinburgh, plus 1,400. Of course. I mean, where else would you think of? Berlin, Barcelona, Prague, Amsterdam, New York. Plus 2,000 is New York. Amsterdam would be a great bachelor party.
Amsterdam would be nice. But again, I feel that's too local for him. He's the fucking prince. He go anywhere
Rounding
he
out
wants.
The list, at plus 5,000, $100 bet pays $5,000. Botswana.
Long shot. I would go Prague.
You like Prague?
Would you go Prague?
Yeah.
Not Barcelona?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
a party
know.
Town.
What's the?
They've been having some problems
maybe
down there.
LA's not on that.
Political.
No.
Okay. What's that festival?
LA's no fun.
Yeah, but maybe he'll go to the festival.
Burning Man.
Not Burning Man. The other one. Every year.
Sundance.
Not Sundance.
No, that's in.
Fuck. Josh, what's the festival in California? Every fucking year.
South by Southwest. No. What's it called?
The one where Tupac was.
The hologram.
The hologram, not Bonnaroo. Fuck.
What's it called?
It's what a C. It's like so pretentious. Everyone goes there. It's like fucking big deal. Right. Coachella. Maybe
nice.
Prince will. Maybe he'll do Coachella.
He'll go to Coachella for his bachelor party.
Yeah, that sounds
that
terrible.
Sucks. You want to go to a? You don't want to go to L.A. where you drive around and shit.
That's true. I like Vegas. He should go to Vegas.
That's too classic. I guess maybe he's like, I'm marrying an American. I want to do an American.
Yes,
he's Canadian.
Oh shit.
Maybe he'll go ice fishing.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
That would
What's
be nice.
What's the big Canadian town?
Maybe he'll do Montreal.
Very cool.
That's a good spot to go for.
That would be
that's
a nice one.
That's where we went for my bachelor party.
How was that?
Very cool.
It was fantastic.
It was nice?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Who will attend the wedding? Negative odds on negative 2,000. A $2,000 bet only pays $100 on Serena Williams.
Someone must be friends.
David and Victoria Beckham is
they'll definitely be
negative
there.
500. Barack and Michelle Obama negative 300. That's a pretty fancy guess.
I'm almost positive Barack and Michelle are already invited. So yeah, they're gonna go.
How do you know?
You know they're already invited.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing the catering.
No, I definitely heard about this because they said they're not gonna obviously they're not gonna invite Trump, but that Barack and Michelle will be there.
Oh, Barack and Michelle, they're just doing whatever now.
Oh. Who's like living a better life than them?
Thing. Yeah.
There should be a reality show about those two. That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be the
I don't
best
think so. They're like,
you don't think Obama and like Michelle and throw Biden in there? Like do like a nice little reality show? That would be fun. Like,
put him in an RV and have him drive across the country?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're best friends.
Like real world road rules challenge for president and vice president.
Right. Actually, I think it would be just road rules.
Yeah.
I think real world road rules challenge was where they had a house and they like.
No, they didn't
survive. No, it was they
traveled?
I would. The challenge was like, it was over. Road rules was a challenge. They would drive.
That's
around.
Where they drove around in the RV.
Yeah, but I'm saying the challenge would be between
both parties.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
Rudy. What was the one? Rudy.
What are you talking about?
Rudy from fucking Real World. She's fucking nuts. How do I know? I used to watch the show every fucking week.
From watching the show? Yeah. I thought you had like some inside information.
Nah.
Maybe she came.
Did you ever watch the show I Love Money?
No.
So I Love Money was a show with all the people who were on I Love New York I Love Flavor Flav.
That was the Flavor
best.
Of Love.
Flavor of Love. The best.
I watched, I think, a whole season of Flavor of Love.
Yeah. I watched a lot of like Ken Burns stuff. So.
Oh, yeah?
That's my reality show.
Anyway, Paul McCartney is on the list. Justin Trudeau, Angela Merkel, Sean Connery at plus 500.
Wow.
Simon Cowell, plus 500. Who would want him around?
I wouldn't want him around.
Me either. Boris Johnson, I don't know who that is.
He's a Brexit dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton at plus 1,000. Not looking likely. Piers Morgan, plus 1,000.
Oh, fuck
Piers. And rounding out the trip, $100 bet pays $5,000 that Donald Trump gets invited to Prince Harry's wedding.
No way. None of those guys.
That's not going to happen. Who will be Harry's best man?
His brother, right?
Prince William is at negative 5,000.
Okay.
I mean, that's got to be.
Outside odds on Charlie Van Straubenzee.
That would be unlikely because that's a fictional person.
Tom Inskip, James Matthews, Patrick Adams, and a list of other very white names.
Patrick Adams was the guy that it was.
Robin definitely. Williams played him. And then who will design Meghan's wedding dress? I'm not even going to do that one.
That's boring.
Who will perform at the wedding?
Beyonce.
Not on
the
list.
Oh, Adele.
Adele is on the list. She's not number one.
Really?
No. Who do you think number one is?
Paul McCartney.
No.
No?
Not on the list. They can't afford. The royal family can't afford Paul McCartney.
What? Yeah, what? Are you fucking crazy?
Sir Paul McCartney? Doesn't he have to do it? He was knighted.
Yeah.
Is that part of the knight's responsibilities?
Yeah.
You do the
to have a sword and fight off any like invading like Huns.
And then bring your keyboard to the ceremony.
Exactly. A lot of these guys have the sword right in their keyboard now.
Oh, is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I'll start out with the least most likely, Kanye. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not.
Plus 5,000.
Okay.
No way. Second least most likely, Drake.
Makes sense.
No.
Canadian, part of the
Canadian,
part of
she's
the empire.
Canadian. Ooh. Maybe they bonded over a Drake song.
Maybe. Maybe they're Raptors fans.
Plus 2,500.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think Prince Harry's a big Raptors fan. He picked one NBA team and they're okay. Janelle Monáe, I don't know who that is.
Know who that is.
Do you know who that is?
If a celebrity musician.
Joss Stone.
Don't know who that is.
Third place, Adele. $100 bet plays $600.
Elton John has to be on there.
He's number one.
Yeah, nice. He has to be up there.
$100 bet pays $100. Who's number two? British, popular.
Game of Thrones character.
It's not McCartney?
No.
Who would be?
No, Paul McCartney's playing at my place that weekend. He can't be there.
Oh, God, not Bono.
No.
Okay.
Good guess.
You can't. Who's going to like dance to U2 music?
I have no idea.
It is the most popular artist on Spotify for the year 2017 by far.
The Rolling Stones.
No.
No.
No, that was from 1965.
It is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, the Game of Thrones. Dilly Dilly.
That's not what that is. That. Not what that is.
Dilly Dilly.
That's a Bud Light commercial.
I know, but I love it.
Yeah, you know, I
Dilly Dilly.
I auditioned for that commercial, got called back. I got called back like three times.
You would have been a great Dilly Dilly.
Be one of the guys.
Were you going to be the guy that was into like the honey wine or something?
Yes.
Like that?
Here's the fucked up part. The reason I couldn't go to the final callback is because I was working. I was a writer for this dating show that I hated working on, and so I couldn't go to the final callback.
You would have been perfect for that.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
Hey, by the way, is that Elton John song that he sang for Princess Diana not the worst fucking song
Candle
ever?
Candle in the Wind?
No, it's not Candle. Well, it's Goodbye English Rose.
Yeah, he changed it a little bit.
Yeah, it was fucking
terrible.
There's
another version of the song.
Yeah, of course. It's about Marilyn Monroe.
I think it's Candle in the Wind.
Yes. Yeah, but he calls it something. It's like Canada Win, like 20.
He changed it, right?
Yeah.
He changed the lyrics.
Instead of "Goodbye, Norma Jean," he says "Goodbye, English Rose."
Right,
because it's about a different person.
Yes.
So right. You don't like that version, but you like the original version.
100%.
It really bothers you that much?
Oh, it definitely bothers
you.
You
just don't like the phrase "English Rose."
Hey, and by the way, would you want Elton John to perform at your wedding when he performed at your mom's funeral? Right?
Isn't that might be kind of a downer,
right?
Yeah, it's kind of a downer. But I think family friend.
Right. Like every time they see him, they probably don't think, "Oh, thanks, mom's still dead."
If you had the bet, what song will he play?
He'll play Between that Us. One.
First Dance.
Yeah. Elton, why did you choose this song?
He's like, "I changed it from English Rose to Harry's Wedding."
Yeah. "Hello, Harry's Wedding." "Seems to me you lived your life like
a Nazi.
Having a great wedding."
All right. No more singing.
Bum, all right. Bum.
"Mr. Sandman.
Yes.
Give me a dream.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dream me the cutest that I've ever seen."
Ma-da-da-dum.
John's getting mad.
He's stroking his beard so mad.
Okay, that's pretty much it. Will it rain on the wedding day?
Yes.
Wow. See, that's how you win money right there. That's
yes.
Like, those are the kind of bets.
You said that like when you confidently bet against the Eagles.
Yeah. It's going to rain. It's London.
It's plus it's going to fucking rain.
Huge Alanis Morissette fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
Will Megan announce pregnancy in 2018? Just a bunch of guys talking about the royal wedding.
No, she'll wait.
She
still has a career.
She'll wait to announce it, or she'll wait to be pregnant?
Wait to be pregnant, right? She's not pregnant already. Do I? Not, I mean, I don't know nothing about this.
The thing with the pregnancy is there's a sort of a ticking clock once you get it going.
Okay.
Once you get what going?
The pregnancy.
Right.
So you can't wait an extra year to announce it.
Right. Right. If she gets pregnant, she's going to announce
it. Of course.
We can assume that, right?
Yes, we can assume that. I don't think she will get pregnant.
Let's keep going. So let's talk about college basketball for a second.
Oh, boy. We're finally going to get
to
it?
You want to get to it?
Let's do this.
Do you have a Final Four?
I could make one pretty quick.
Could you make one?
I think I can.
Take a shot at it.
Okay. How about you you say yours first, and I'll...
Okay. I'll say mine. I'm going to say... So I'm going to pull this off of the top 25 right now.
Okay.
This is the current top 25.
Correct. And I'm going to say that it's going to be Michigan State. They're my favorite team so far.
Okay.
Their defense is better than any defense this year. I'm going to say Duke if they stay healthy.
I agree.
Okay, so I'm going to have those as my favorites. And then I'm going to take a little bit of a departure. I'm going to have one long shot, and I'm going to say it's TCU. I'm going to say that
wow.
Jamie Dixon and the Texas Horned Frogs are going to have a really strong run in the postseason. They've got a talented team. I think they're going to be good.
Wow. Okay.
And then I'm going to take my other long shot.
Two long shots.
Two long shots, huh?
Yeah, well, they're not that. It's not. They're going to be. Both of these teams are going to be in the top 10 off and on over the course of the year. So these. I'm going to give you five teams.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. Because I can't decide between the two of them. I'm going to say Cincinnati or West Virginia.
Okay, that's
nice.
I'm
going to get to the Final Four.
Wow. I thought you said you really liked Villanova this year.
I really like Villanova.
Okay.
The things that they do well are, I mean, they're a talented team, but they're just incredibly well coached. They don't have that one guy this year. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They have that Bridges kid who is, I think, Malik Bridges is his name.
You would know more about this than I know.
He's really good.
Maybe both of us.
And he does everything the right way. I just feel like they'll... get matched. They'll have a matchup with somebody that doesn't work out for them. For instance, if they played a zone team and got forced to shoot threes the whole game, they'd probably fall into trouble. If you can think of maybe a prominent team that uses a zone defense, I don't know.
Oh god,
not a popular way of doing it.
Syracuse.
Let's shake your head about that.
Oh, I forgot you two are together on this. It's not like football.
No,
Syracuse is gonna be terrible this year. Yeah. Actually, they won me money yesterday, so I don't want to be.
Yeah, you can't be down on them.
I can't be too down.
You're right, though. I guess it's hard to be a fan of a team that sucks. What team are you?
St. John's.
St. John's.
St. John's is St. John's is making the tournament this year.
Okay, and Syracuse.
Not the NIT tournament. The NCAA.
Oh, cool. Or I thought you meant the 3-on-3 hoop it up down at the local playground.
I think Syracuse will make the tournament.
Okay.
Just because.
You think so?
I do.
So why? So you're shit talking Syracuse and you're big upping St. John's, but you're also like, oh yeah, they're good. They're good together.
So let's hear your final four.
Without knowing too much, Duke, Villanova, Michigan State, Kansas has to make it some year, right?
Oh, chalk across the board, the top four teams in the country. Well picked.
Smart choice.
That's really the top four right now?
That is the top four right now.
See, I didn't even know that.
But I'll tell you what. Washington is giving Kansas a fight right now. I believe it is tied.
Yeah, but this doesn't matter right now. For Kansas, for Bill Self, it's all about...
Oh, Washington has the lead, has a one-point lead.
Listen, for Kansas and Bill Self, it's all about making it to that Final Four and make it to the championship. I mean, they've had some
it's
really
been about
tough...
That.
That's for everybody. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but...
And Self hasn't
been able
to do it in a long
really tough
time. I'll tell you what, this team, this Kansas team is flawed. They rely too much on outside shooting.
Aren't all college teams flawed, but...
That Graham kid, not Michigan State this year.
Flawless.
You really think Michigan State's that good?
I do.
Okay. Flawless. Duke sort of took care of them. Flawless.
Up next, Tony Bennett.
If you want,
flawless.
If you want to take, you can take this recording of me saying flawless. You can just play it anytime that you say Michigan State for the rest of the year.
Oh, that sounds good.
Hey, I think you should start
Who
putting some basketball picks on the site.
I definitely
You're
will.
You're fucking doing really good.
Yeah.
Johnny made me some money yesterday.
That's great.
Yeah, it's nice.
I could definitely do that. For instance, this Kansas-Washington game that's very close right now.
Yes.
I think the spread was in the neighborhood of 11 points. I would have bet the over and not the spread on this game.
Okay.
Because Washington.
And what's the score right now?
Do you know who the head coach of Washington is?
Who?
Former Syracuse assistant coach. Mike Hopkins.
You know. Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's his first year as a head coach. What were you gonna
Is Mike What's Hopkins going? The one that tried to touch the boys?
No, that was Bernie Fine.
You asked that about so many people.
I'm just saying.
What?
Jim Boeheim gets away with murder, but...
You do enjoy bringing that up.
Is this more like Rick Pitino shit?
No, I don't want to get into that again. I'm just
you
saying.
You just brought it up.
I didn't mention names. Rick Pitino. But we don't need to go there. Rick and Dart this week can stay, you know, in my little back pocket.
Rick and Dart. I have a theory that they're the same person.
Yeah.
Rick Pitino and Dart Vader.
Rick Pitino. All right. Do you have any thoughts on the Final Four, Justin?
I don't know.
No, none at all?
It's easier to tell when it's in the brackets.
Yes, 100%.
No, I'm talking about? Also after they've played for the season.
Yes. Do you watch as much Syracuse basketball as your brother?
We watch a lot of the games. Not as many as him, probably. But
that's cute. It's nice.
It's cute?
I like it.
Is it cute?
Well, this is cute. I love this one mic thing. It's
mostly
nice.
How we sit this closely during the games.
Yeah,
we usually share. We get a beer with two straws.
And we get a TV, a 4-inch TV. And put it right here and just really
and then
get
we just,
in it.
We just breathe on each other. we got one email I want to read before we get to the picks. It's from Jace from San Diego. Finally got back to us. Jace says, sorry, gentlemen, was a bit busy this past few weeks. John, as you know, I trust your judgment when it comes to jokes, especially mine. So always feel free to pick and choose whatever from my emails.
Oh, wow.
Great. You guys really have to get off the Bills bandwagon. They're not making the playoffs, even if Tyrod is fine. They have no offense, and I still don't get the Benjamin trade. You could have just kept Watkins. Total 5-2 delusions of grandeur move.
Classic Bills fan hating the Bills.
Yeah, hating himself. Like, he watches the Bills, and when they win, he, like, puts a cigarette out on his arm or something. Yeah,
it's okay. Way to feel.
As I've said before, I hate the Giants. Irrational sports fan hate. The strongest hate. But no one likes seeing this mess. Rest assured, though, this is a blip for them. They've been a class organization for a long time. They'll be back sooner than you think. I would ask this, though, Vinny. Do you trade OBJ this offseason? If you're letting Eli go, which it's not clear that they are at this time, why wouldn't you make that trade and do a full rebuild?
No, you can't trade a player of that caliber off an injury. You just wouldn't get enough back.
I just can't do it. I think that's a good point.
Because there's too much risk. They don't know how you don't know how he's going to play.
Well, yes. I don't think that that's true. I don't think there's going to be a ton of risk associated with this injury.
When, and listen,
you think about in the NBA as a corollary to that, the Isaiah Thomas trade.
Yes.
Where after and part the trade was partially made by Boston because of the injury in question, which was a hip injury.
Correct.
They, based on a doctor's analysis of Thomas, you know, they had to go back and ask for another pick. They actually got another third round pick in compensation for Kyrie Irving being traded to Boston, and Isaiah Thomas and a third round pick went to Cleveland. In this situation, that's a hip, and that's the NBA. And that means in the NBA, your career is much longer, and the hip is something that, I mean, you can't put a cast on a hip.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's an injury that's takes forever to heal. If it becomes injured again, it's like a back. There's very little you can do about it. And we saw, you know, we've seen careers ended by backs all the time.
Correct.
Famously, Larry Bird. But to go back to OBJ, his injury is going to be, if he's going to be fine. I don't think there's anybody, at this point, I don't think you could question that he's going to be 100%.
What if he settles down with that net and raises a family?
Here's the thing. You can't trade a talent like OBJ just yet. I hate him. I really do. But the Giants, that would be foolish.
I think they should trade him.
Wow.
They're just not going to get enough back for him. You can't trade him. You got to hope that you're going to get a coach in here who can actually control him and is going to be like, hey, OBJ, we're not going to deal with this shit anymore. You're not going to piss in the fucking end zone, and I'm not going to make it okay. That was McAdoo's biggest problem. He made OBJ run that team.
What if you got a top flight center for him and like 2 second round picks?
No, you're nuts.
I think they should take that. The value of a good center in the NFL is
no
at this
way.
Point.
It's 2 second round picks for
I think so.
Probably maybe the best wide receiver of all time.
Wow. Here's the thing. He's not good for a team, and they're going to be rebuilding, and he's going to be bad for that.
But look at his pace.
When they're expecting people to trust in a process of getting better, and he's the exception who doesn't have to do all the shit that everybody else does.
Oh, correct.
It's going to be – the team's not going to be able to improve.
I disagree with you. You're not going to get rid of him. He's been in the league.
I don't think they're going to get rid of him. I think they should. I think they should get rid of
him.
Okay. Jay sends his email with, may the force be with you. Actually, I did that.
That's good. I wasn't going to call you out.
All right. Let's get into our picks for this week. Do you have any picks this week, Vinny?
Not that many. But I'll let you go first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Packers Browns on Sunday. Packers are favored by 3.5. I would take the Packers in that game. Packers have been playing very well lately. And quarterback Brett Not Favre Hundley is
Todd Hundley?
Todd Hundley, yeah.
That was a great Met.
Not Todd. Is actually showing some sign of improvement. Like he could be an NFL quarterback at some point. Definitely not this year. So I like him over the Browns, who are basically done. Vikings Panthers. Vikings are favored by 3. I'd take it. I'd take the Vikings.
I like that.
Nice.
And I am gonna go with the Steelers not covering. I think the Steelers are gonna win. I think they're gonna win by less than 5. They seem to win every game by a field goal at the last second.
Hmm.
Ooh. Okay. I like the Patriots, -11. Even without Gronk, the Dolphins are the worst team in football.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He's just trying to.
You know what I'm trying to do.
Do you think
but seriously,
than,
in
think
all in
worse
seriousness,
worse
I think
the
Patriots.
Giants?
Yes.
That's a 100%. Weird fight.
100%.
They're not worse than the Giants.
Oh, my God. Jay Cutler.
Look at this. Dolphins fan, God. Giants fan, Bills fan, trying to see who has a bunch of one-eyed guys trying to see who's...
What the fuck do we know?
No, but seriously, you don't think the Patriots will cover that game this week?
I think they will. That's why I didn't bet it.
Ah, there we go. Let's see. But I like the Chargers too, minus six. The Redskins look broken. They're just not a good team.
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to beat the
Broncos.
I think so too.
That's an I think that's an easy pickup.
And, do you have that at the Jets Broncos? Do you have
Jets minus one?
Yeah,
Jets minus one. And I really like, I talked to you about this before, the over in the Oakland game. It's 47.5. I have a feeling both those teams are going to score early and a lot.
Oakland hasn't been able to score. Their scoring's been inconsistent, so I wouldn't take that over. There's a chance.
Is that going to be our bet? Because every other thing I agree with you with.
I think the Bears are going to beat the Bengals pretty handily with that spread.
Really?
Look at that.
Plus six?
What's so good about the Bengals?
Well, they can score. They have A.J. Green. They have that Mixon kid, and they have
Mixon's out.
Oh, he is?
Mixon's out, and you can run on the Bengals. I think the Bears cover that.
Hmm. I secretly like the 49ers, too, this week.
I bet they're going to win that game.
Yeah, I don't know. See, the thing is, Garoppolo had a good week last week. I feel like rookie quarterbacks should struggle a little bit more than he is right now.
But he's not necessarily a rookie.
He is getting his, and it's true, he's got, how many starts does he have?
Garoppolo? About five.
So that's a tiny amount of starts.
Actually four. Didn't he get hurt last year and Brissett started one?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. So you're right. He is a rookie. I apologize. In a sense.
Yeah, but he looks good last week, and I think they're going to win. I think they come out pretty strong.
There's a lot of good games this week, but a lot of games I would stay away from. I mean, that Eagles-Rams game, where's the other one? Seattle Jaguars, like these are really good games, but stay away.
I don't know if that Seattle Jaguars game is going to be a good game. I'm going to watch it just because I want to see what the outcome's going to be.
Okay.
But I feel like that's going to be just one of those, there's going to be a couple of worn out punters at the end of that game.
I agree with you. What's that? The under over is 40. Do you like that?
I would take the under on 40.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Russell Wilson, like, this is his time. He always comes out and, like,
this is his time, but he can't keep doing it himself. He can probably lose he can probably lose this week and they'll still be okay to make the playoffs.
But I mean, they finally landed on a running back. Like, I think they're not in bad shape.
They're in bad shape because their offensive line is terrible.
I picked up that running back this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully he does good.
Hey, did you make
any fantasy players for you? Yeah. You?
Nope. No. Actually, yeah, I'm in the playoffs in one league, yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
I'm in playoffs in two leagues that I'm in. One league we were in together.
Yeah.
We're both in the playoffs.
Nice. That's weird. There's only four teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's
out of how many teams?
Ten.
Ooh, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
So yeah.
I think that must be the default pick or something. On ESPN.
It doesn't seem like it was chosen correctly, but ESPN is just the worst fantasy app. I cannot stand it.
Oh, you just lost a sponsor.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, what are we going with, Vinny? What's our bet?
You like the under in the Chiefs game, right?
Was it Chiefs?
Chiefs Raiders. Well, I like the over. You told me you like the under.
Ooh, I see what's happening here.
I don't like that. Boy, this is tough.
This is tough because I agree with you with all your other ones. Let's see. Jets Broncos?
I'm not going to take the Broncos. I don't want to bet that.
Okay.
I don't want to bet that. What do you think about Lions Bucks on the money line?
No. Not touching that game. Let's see. Fuck.
Saints Falcons. Weren't you disagreeing about that?
I don't want to touch that game.
I would take the Saints there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Nothing?
You guys take something. Aren't going to have something. A bet?
I'll take the Giants.
You're going to take the Giants over the Cowboys?
Plus four.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, God.
We had a whole talk about how Eli is going to have a good comeback. Look at this. Oh, this is a different game.
I don't think Eli is going to have a good comeback. I think that's a good bet.
Eagles-Rams. Do you have... anything in that?
I mean,
I don't want to play it, but I don't want to leave here without a bet.
What about Patriots Dolphins?
He won't do that again. He's already lost money off of it.
Nah, I'm not going to bet on that again.
Oh.
Man, this is tough. 49ers Texans?
I like the 49ers.
Yeah, I don't want to bet that either.
Ugh, this is terrible.
It's a tough week. It's weird.
Is there anything else we could bet?
Bears Bengals.
Is there any games this weekend, like NCAA basketball? I'll bet you on a basketball
game. There's a ton of basketball games this
weekend. Is Syracuse playing someone this week?
Yeah, they're playing Buffalo.
Oh, no, fuck that.
No, but Buffalo looks really good.
Oh, stop. No way.
No, they're playing the Bills.
But they're starting Peterman.
But interceptions are just alley-oops in basketball.
That's actually not true.
That is true. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you're going to make me do this? I'll take the fucking Panthers.
Really?
Yeah. Because we can't leave without a fucking bet. And you're being a baby about it.
Oh, slam. Put a little asterisk.
You could have took the under.
B next to it.
You could have took the under in the Raiders game.
Vikings. Okay. Vikings, Panthers. I'll take the Vikings in that.
So I got the Panthers plus three.
Yep. Panthers plus three.
Okay. I don't like it.
But. And I'll try to come up with a good game for you to win your money back.
Oh, thanks. You're so nice.
Yeah. That's nice. That's friends. But all what? Right. But John, what if Vinny wins? I know this is weird to say, but what if Vinny wins?
2 weeks in a row?
Ooh, that's gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt a lot.
I think if you want to, do you want to place a bet on that?
About Vinny winning?
Yeah.
I'm gonna bet on your bet.
Yeah.
No, that's like a hat on a hat.
It's like some Wall Street shit.
Yeah.
I'll Bitcoin. Take the, go get some Bitcoin, boys.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get some Bitcoin.
I'm telling you.
And invest it. I'm gonna short investing. Both of you on your bets.
I saw a headline today that a video game company stopped taking Bitcoin because it was too volatile. An online video game company.
An online video game company, huh? BetOnline takes Bitcoin now, by the way.
Yeah, all of the gambling websites do.
Yeah.
I saw an article that said that Bitcoin farms that make Bitcoin use up so much electricity that they're going to kill...
Up to 14,000 today.
What's that?
Bitcoin.
From 10,000?
Yeah, where did you get it at? I got it at 4,000.
Wow. Well, on that note,
wow, the real bet.
The Vinny the Cooler has bought Bitcoin America. So,
Bitcoin's over.
Sell now.
Cryptocurrency's dead. Vinny killed it.
And I just bought Litecoin
too. Kryptonite currency. Okay, that's it for this week, folks. Thanks to Josh Archer for lugging all his equipment over here and setting up. And then, despite sticking it out, despite all of these technical difficulties.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks to Justin Tyler of Comic Book Club, also a writer on The Opposition on Comedy Central, on right after The Daily Show.
When do we get to come on The Comic Book Club?
We could make that happen.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys can talk comic book best.
Can we dress up as our favorite comic character?
You sure. Can.
No one else will, but that's fine.
Yes.
Actually,
we'll dress up as our favorite gamblers.
Oh, that's fun. I would be Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's a good one. Slam. Who would you be?
Favorite gambler?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson and Maverick.
I was going to say Jodie Foster from Maverick.
Ooh.
Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. As always, please follow us on Instagram at If I Was a Betting Man Podcast. We're going to put up some basketball bets this week.
They'll be from John, so they'll win.
And then, obviously, Vinny's actually been putting up some decent football bets and parlays. He's hit a couple of things.
A couple of things.
Also, please send us your emails at ifiwasabettingmanpod@gmail.com. And please rate us on iTunes. We have a very good rating right now. We want to keep that going.
What's our rating?
It's 4.5.
Nice. That fucking two.
That two. That Vinny's mom gave us a two. Oh, rated a two a podcast.
That's harsh critic.
Yeah.
My mom would never give us a two.
Anyway, thanks. This week, good luck to Eli against the Cowboys, and thank you for listening to If I Was a Betting Man.